Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
My name is George Dunn, and I am here with my co-host.
I'm Devin Newsom.
Hi, Devin.
How are you? What has happened to you, George? Like, you're like this weird green color.
I'm halfway through October, the spookiest month.
There's puke all over the walls, all around you when I got in here. Like, what's happening, George?
I have the flu.
Oh my God, that's okay. Yeah, that now I recognize it.
That's my voice now.
Blue voice. Oh, that sucks.
Yes.
I'm sorry, man. Hope you don't get us sick, though.
I hope not either. How are you on this week?
I don't know.
It's very hard to tell.
You're better.
I'm so much better now.
Oh,
I took cough drops or something.
It's a miracle.
That's so great.
It's a Halloween miracle.
Oh. Wow, what a good story to start off with. That just has me on cloud nine now. That's just so uplifting.
I lost it. Tried doing it again. It's gone.
I don't know. There was also like this weird like specter that flew out of the room as soon as you got better. I don't know if...
Yeah, that's my grandpa. He's dead.
Oh. Wait. I think you might have been possessed by your grandpa.
Possessed by my drunk Irish grandpa.
Yeah.
Probably, honestly.
I think that's exactly what that was. I'm an expert on this, and
he did sound a lot like that. He was from Ireland, and he sounded like that.
I used to be a priest, and I saw all of this.
Toy.
I think he's back. Be gone, demon.
Okay.
He's gone.
Oh, nice. Okay. For all of our listeners, if you didn't know, that's the only thing you have to do to get rid of a... That's how you perform an exorcism. You just say, "Be gone, demon!" Yell it.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have to be as loud as you can yell it.
And the exorcist was heavily dramatized to the point where they had to make an entire series with Gina Davis around it. They're like, oh, we put so much work into like how to exorcise a demon. Let's make 13 episodes a season about it.
Gina Davis.
I do love Gina Davis, though.
Her spookiest role was definitely at one time she played the president.
President's wife or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it president's wife? What is that called?
I don't know.
The Aaron Sorkin movie.
I thought she played the president in like a TV show or something.
It was just called Lady President. It's about her being a lady president.
Yeah.
And all of the lady problems she has.
Oh, I love I love the idea of like shows and movies just being called
president.
Like noun. Baby president.
Yeah.
Or lady president or
baby driver. Lady driver.
Don't make fun of lady driver would be terrible. I don't want to see lady driver.
I
will protest on Reddit like
lady,
crazy.
Lady John Malkovich.
I would watch the fuck out of Lady John Malkovich. Especially if it's Cameron Diaz reprising her role from being John Malkovich
as Lady John Malkovich.
With that hair.
No, it's just him wearing a blonde wig. I'm a lady now.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady now. No, that's not it.
I'm a lady now. Climb inside my hole and find out.
These are the worst John Malkovich impressions.
I don't know. I thought they were pretty good.
Fuck face. It's the only,
being John
Malkovich from Pete Holmes.
Being John Malkovich was kind of like you were possessing John Malkovich, if you think about it.
It's technically a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's a great Halloween film.
That's a good movie.
We should do that
Spike
one.
Spike Jones, man.
Next October, we'll do
that. Yeah, we should. Next October. I don't think we need to wait a year for being John Malkovich.
Can you be John Malkovich for Halloween?
I could. I have a bald cap. I just need to find a good. That's. I need to find. I don't. I'm actually trying to think of what John Malkovich sounds like in my.
I have no idea what he sounds like.
I'm John Malkovich.
It's.
I don't know why I have to keep it
John
longer.
Malkovich. We were already doing it.
I am John Malkovich.
John Malkovich was being you. You were being. Your grandpa was John Malkovich.
Yes. Do you ever see that movie?
Who everyone knows
right,
is Irish.
It's Stanley Kubrick. It's great. That was a really hard sentence to say.
Getting worse. I need to preserve my perfect podcast voice.
Do you already have a costume, by the way? Did we talk about this last week?
Sort of. I'm right as of right now, I'm just gonna do Vin Diesel.
Okay.
You know, physically and emotionally.
Yeah.
Are you gonna play D&D? That's what you should do. Just carry around.
I did actually just get invited to play a D&D game the same night as my party, which I'm like, you know.
He loves it.
I know. I saw The Last Witch Hunter. I know. It wasn't a good movie.
I'm going to spend all my money for my good films, and I'm going to make my own film about my character.
It's so boring. Like, for a movie with, like, I'm like, oh, cool, Elijah Wood's in this.
It's
Elijah Wood usually picks good stuff.
It's
like,
just a LARP.
Yeah, it's not good. That voice, by the way, young listeners, we only have 18 and under listeners, by the way, is Tracy McFace. I don't actually know your last name.
I don't have a real last name.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We none of us
know. I come from the McFaces.
If we're going from the Jim Carrey line, none of us exist.
No one.
We're all just egos.
You founded House McFace.
I am.
Did you know?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Grandma Thrones.
Yeah.
Grandma Thrones?
I love Grandma Thrones.
Grandma Thrones.
Hi, I'm Grandma Thrones.
Winter's coming. Could you please give me a sweater?
It's a rocking throne.
I knitted you this blanket.
Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
I'm
good
ready
is good.
For candy.
We all are ready for candy.
We are all.
I didn't have dinner.
Oh, you're going to throw up after this.
This is not the first time I've had candy for dinner.
It won't be The Exorcist.
You think of me as an amateur, and I don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
You should be. I accept your apology.
And that's how you should react when someone calls you out, like when I called you out for being racist. You never said sorry.
I never said sorry because I am a racist. I'm not sorry for it.
Okay. That makes
There's
sense.
Difference, Devin. I have you on as my inferior on the show for a reason.
Except I make you do all the work and I don't pay you.
That's true. It's like Benjamin Button of slavery.
Get back to work, boy.
I can't. I'm the white one.
You just keep getting whiter. Next thing you know, you're wearing boat shoes.
Working for more free.
Oh, I love just flipping movies on their heads. That's what we do best with this podcast.
Take that, David Lynch. Wait, that's David Fincher.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, of course, you mentioned Lyncher again.
Lyncher.
David Lyncher.
I don't get him.
That should be your name.
I don't get him.
What did you do this week, George? How was your week?
What did I do this week? Well, I did that show at Blank Slate. Which was super cool.
Oh yeah!
A band did a cover of Bruce Springsteen, and they're pretty good. Everyone was pretty good. I enjoyed it. There was like a Hives cover and
Vin Diesel story.
Diesel went well. I'm thinking about recording it and posting it on Halloween.
Oh hell yeah! Please do.
I still gotta find a Vin Diesel voice, because hearing me as Vin Diesel as this voice, like, hi, I'm Vin Diesel.
Just practice it.
Hey, I'm Vin Diesel.
I'm Vin Diesel.
No, that's sweet though. I'm sad I missed it, but so I'm happy you're gonna record it so I can see that shit.
It was a lot of fun. I reread the story I did last year of the ghost of the last remaining Baja Men fan. It was not good. But I reread this one a few times. I'm like, okay. This is like more solid, so I'm a little bit more proud of this one. As much as I can be of spooky Fast and the Furious fan fiction. Other than that, I've been sulking and being a recluse in my room because my drive-in has officially died.
Oh, I heard that.
No. Yeah, it's a bummer. It's but, the worst. You know, it is what it is. Yeah, it is. You know, that's what happens when you don't license movies.
That's what they seriously got all up in arms about.
Holes was just like, hey, we don't want to get sued. It's not even like, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
You know, why would you want to? It's not worth it. They're not making it. They're making some beer money off of it, but that's about it.
Mm.
You know, I'm not making any money off of it. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, who was it?
It's like a fun show.
Universal. Because I was showing the thing, and they're like, hey, don't do that.
Stop.
And I don't have $600 to show the thing for free. So, you know, it is what it is, but I'll find something. I'll figure it out. But
yeah.
Or I'll just sulk and, you know, die alone. Whatever.
Find another venue.
Maybe both.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Best of both worlds, like Hannah Montana.
The best of both worlds.
I don't know the rest of the song, but I like it.
I do country songs and rap songs, then pop.
We can just do that cover of The Replacements' Androgynous she did with Laura Jean Grace and what's her name?
I request the Jolene cover.
Did she cover Jolene?
Yes, she did.
Ooh, I do like me some Dolly.
Can I do one where I just talk about how great Miley Cyrus is, but she's not anymore?
Oh, you can definitely come back on for Miley. I have a lot to say about Miley, actually.
I've got a lot to say about Miley,
it's
too.
It's a long talk there. We haven't done like those like kind of just pop singers
yet. Yeah, we need to branch out more.
Bought her album on Record
Store
Day.
Horror movies.
Record Store Day.
She had a Record Store Day
release? Yeah, she had a Record Store Day release.
Oh.
It's pink vinyl, copy of Bangers, which is full of bangers.
Is that her album or is that a single?
That's her album.
Okay.
You don't know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you all about Miley. Just you wait.
All right. Well, we will have you on in 6 months.
I'll school you all about Miley.
In a UPS style. So, or like are you ready to get your cable installed kind of way, where it's like, are you available from next Tuesday to January? That's a Simpsons joke. and then the joke comes up on the screen, it says June. I don't know. Other than that, yeah, I've been watching movies. Watched Cult of Chucky? Or no, I'm sorry, Curse of Chucky.
Curse of Chucky.
Because the new one came out, which is Cult. I was a big fan. I liked it.
Chucky movies were always pretty funny.
Yeah, I never... They're
kind of fucked up, too.
The Bride of Chucky and Seed of Chucky were funny, but the first ones were just, like, they were fun. They were, like, lighter. They were just kind of like, oh, look, this little doll's running around with some fun inventive kills. Like, there's a lot of eyeballs in this one, I was like...
My favorite Chucky thing ever is when he replaced the paintballs with bullets and the paintball guns could shoot bullets perfectly.
Oh, in the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm into it. I was too afraid of them as a kid.
Yeah.
I was afraid of
bullets?
Inanimate. I'm still, you know,
most
like,
people.
Hey, I'm like that.
You better run faster than my bullets.
Is that MGMT?
No.
Who is that?
It is.
That's my favorite song about school shootings.
Yeah.
That's everybody's favorite song about school shootings other than Marilyn Manson's.
I like that Bowling for Columbine song, which is not about school shootings, but.
What a Wonderful World. I'm trying to think of other songs in that movie. There's a bunch.
Bowling for Soup.
Yeah, all I can think of is Bowling for Soup.
You're talking about the movie. Oh, this conversation went right exactly where I wanted it to. Speaking of Columbine, Tracy, how was your week?
Hey, guns don't kill people.
I haven't gotten shot yet.
I fully agree with that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's you know, in this day and age, that's a rare feat.
You gotta love a day where you don't get shot.
I wholeheartedly agree. Do anything fun? Anything cool, crazy, wild, wacky?
No.
What are other... Devin, grab my thesaurus real quick.
Turn to... For wacky?
Cool or crazy or wacky.
Okay, let me go. That's on page 473. Okay, cool, crazy, wacky. Also, it says... Fun, goofy, ridiculous, insane.
You do anything insane?
No.
Do you have a posse?
No, I let the clown posse down.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly could not tell you what I did all week.
No, I honestly forgot what I did this morning. Like, I literally went to an income tax like subpoena. Like, and I barely remember it. Like,
Wesley Snipes evading taxes.
That's on me.
You really are the black one.
Because I'm cheap.
No, that's Jewish.
A little bit.
Get your stereotypes right.
Sorry.
I'm actually the only one that remembers my week for once. That's pretty good.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I fucking saw an amazing movie called The Florida Project.
Right. I want to see that.
So good. It was so good. Tell
us about it.
Well,
how hard am I going to cry?
You're probably definitely going to cry.
I need a good cry. You know, I'm at that place. Like, I watched that Patton Oswalt special last night and I cried.
Oh, I got to watch that. That's
the first half totally is like whatever, but once he gets into the wife stuff, it's like, oh boy.
Yeah. I need to watch. I'll probably watch that tonight, actually. But you're definitely, I don't know how hard you're going to cry, but you're definitely going to cry. But you're going to have like a great time watching the movie too, the entire time. It's like, it's so real, yet made to seem so fantastical at the same time. Like, you really see like the little girl who played Mooney, I forget her name, but she was incredible. Like, she's just like this little kid who lives in like this budget motel, like right outside of Disney World in Florida. And she's with her mom who kind of does some like greasy things. And but they live in like a one room motel room. But they go all around this place like it's their kingdom and rule and play pranks on people. And I remember like being a kid, like I probably didn't live quite to the level of their poverty, but living in like this townhouse complex where just all the kids would just run around playing ding dong ditch and like pranking people.
So is it like is it like a not happy go lucky, but is it like an uplifting, or is it just like it's not a misery fest? Is it like it's a bad thing? Because that's right up my alley.
It's very hard to say. Like
a sweet misery.
Yeah, yeah, I would
like
say
it's the Southern Wild, where it's like, yeah, we're all fucking miserable here, but we're gonna make the best of it.
Look at these cute kids; they're so poor.
It's a little bit like that. But the movie ends in such a unique way. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give anything away, but just like the whole time, you think like something horrible is gonna happen, like to these little kids just running around by themselves. Like all over the place, but and then seeing the situation the mom goes through, but still like finds time to have fun with her daughter, and her daughter loves the shit out of her. Like, you could say she's a bad parent, but like they have a real bond. Everybody that acted in it was ridiculous. Willem Dafoe was Dafoe. Yeah, he was the manager of the motel, and wonderful role, like being annoyed by the kids and everything he has going on, but also you see he really cares for these people, and this is his life. And but it ended in such a unique way that it had me feeling one way and then had me feeling another way like almost instantly.
And then it comes out Friday, right?
It's like over, but I think it comes out
by the time this comes out.
I think it comes out tomorrow, the 20th.
I want to go see it. I'm going to try and see it this weekend. I definitely want to talk to you about it because I'm.
Yeah.
I heard almost nothing about it, and then it just kind of popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah. Same.
Like, I mean, a lot of these movies do, but like.
It's Sean Baker.
Tangerine.
Yeah, he did that. Tangerine.
I still haven't seen Tangerine. I need to watch Tangerine.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. Get
your shit together.
I make excuses for being like I can watch The Room fucking 37 times, but like. You know, I just rewatched all of Bob's Burgers for like the fourth time, which is a show that like I love, but never sticks with me. So I can never remember jokes,
never remember quotes.
So
and stuff. Yeah.
Or It's Always Sunny, but I don't watch fucking Tangerine or like because I'm the kind of guy who's like I want to sit down and pay attention. I want to focus in.
I have a whole list on Netflix that are movies that look good in my list to show people, and then I have like the part that's the stuff that I've watched 50 times. Like I'm just gonna watch. I can't think of anything embarrassing enough, but it's there.
Oh yeah, Big Mouth. Watch Big Mouth. It's good. I was going to make a joke. I'm like, Florida Project also shot in an iPhone 5? I don't think it is.
Yeah, it wasn't. Shot in a very amazing style, though. Like, there's one particular scene where, like...
He seemed very style. Like, even just watching the trailer of Tangerine, it's super stylish for
a
fucking iPhone.
Yeah, he has
his
style down.
He can make that screen look fucking beautiful. And there's one scene where the kids are running around the motel, which is in, like, a big, like, horseshoe shape, or, like, a U-shape. Mm-hmm. And, where the camera just pans around as the kids like run all the way to see something on the other side of the motel balcony. And, it's just really cool to see, mm-hmm. but
yeah, I haven't seen like a good
Oscar worthy in my opinion. Like
really?
Go see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody go see it as soon as
Tangerine
you can.
Wasn't nominated last year, right?
No.
I know people were talking about it, but I still got to see it. I'm bad. If it doesn't have a guy's head exploding in a movie, I'm not watching it anymore. And I guess stop doing that. Speaking of heads exploding, it's our Halloween month.
Yay, spooky. Woo!
That was my spooky voice. So we are gonna bought way more candy and snacks than we even intended to have.
Halloween.
It was just gonna be about candy corn, and it's evolved into something way worse.
Halloween feast.
Snackcast.
Yeah.
Hello. We're the Dough Boys.
I want candy.
Aaron Carter's here. Ooh.
Hi, it's me, Aaron Carter. I'm a shitbag in real life.
Go Trump.
Oh, my parents are home.
Parents just don't understand. I'm Aaron Carter.
That's Will Smith?
No, it's Aaron Carter. I'm 100% sure.
He would know he's black.
Yeah, that's true.
I am the black guy of the podcast. Yeah. We are going to go take a break, and we're going to get... What do you guys want to start with? Do you want to start with... I mean, we'll get some cider. We're going to have cider through the whole thing.
Let's do it in three segments. Candy segment, pumpkin segment, and beverage segment.
Okay. Well, let's save the pumpkin and the candy.
Let's drink first.
Yeah, let's get some beer in
us. Drink first? Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
We have Nosferatu. It's a local beer from Great Lakes. Because I was going to get pumpkin ale, but, you know, I'm cheap, and where I went to did not have it. So, Nosferatu is, I fucking love it. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on it, but we'll get into it in a second, and we'll be back. Welcome back to the Second Shot Podcast. My name is George Dunn, and I'm here for the coffee hour of the Second Shot Podcast.
Coffee hour.
And I'm joined by my co-host, Devin Newsom, or as I'd like to call him, a friend.
Oh, yes. Yes, as I'm also
and
known.
Guest, Tracy.
Hi.
McFace.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
She's from the McDonald's Corporation of the McFaces. She's created the famous McFace.
She's on McDonald's podcast called McFace to Face.
It's a great podcast. It's mm-hmm. It's on our NPR station. It's broadcast daily, sometimes twice a day, depending on, you know, her mood, because, you know, she's a woman. But it's a solid listen. So we are here to talk about beer. I know. I'm surprised, too. This is NPR. We'll be back. Hi, do you want to buy a tote bag? We're doing tote bags because we're NPR. We're like PBS, but on the radio. Hello, and we're back. I know that was a bit abrasive. And I apologize.
Why are you apologizing? That was the commercial.
I was apologizing for the commercial.
Oh, because you played it.
It's abrasive. Yeah. And I don't want everybody's ears to hurt.
I don't know why you would work with a sponsor that...
I only listen to smooth jazz.
Tote bags, tote bags, tote bags!
No, then that's our,
that one
that's
was
our
quick.
Sound drop.
I like that one was better. It was faster and more to the point.
I appreciated it. So we're here to talk about Nosferatu from Great Lakes. It's an Imperial Red Ale.
Nosferatu.
7% IBU or 70 IBU with an 8% alcohol volume.
That's good because we're all drinking this on an empty stomach, and
yes, we are about to eat candy. I am
to
on
get
NPR.
Lit.
Just like Will Smith.
Y'all want to freak this? Yeah.
I made this beer to help you drink it up.
So yeah, this is honestly like okay. So I don't know what are your guys' opinions on this before. I mean, you already drank it. We're already at that point.
Yeah,
this is going to be a real off the rails episode.
You can't put an open beer bottle in front of me and have me not drink it.
I know, Devin. I know.
I fixed that glitch. Sorry about that.
So what is your guys' opinion on it before, I mean, in general? Like, I mean, I this has always been, like, a staple. It's the only Great Lakes I like at this point anymore, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
I can't think of any other ones that I'm, like, go crazy for anymore. I'll drink Commodore Perry.
It's seasonal, but it doesn't have, like, that seasonal feel.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, gimmick other than it tastes good.
Yeah, it's bitter, and I like it. I like bitter.
I'm not a fan of most Great Lakes beers. Mm-hmm. Myself, maybe they'll still sponsor us. Please sponsor us, Great Lakes Brewing Company. They're a good brewing company and they're very popular. They make a lot of money. But this one,
Donald Trump line.
I like their labels. Their labels are really cool. But
I will be honest, though, the new Nosferatu image is not nearly as cool as the last one.
No, they got this new stylized that they updated all
Yeah,
of
for everything else, it's great.
They made
the Nosferatu one's a little...
Made them more like pastel-y,
yeah,
kind of.
I like it. I mean, like, the color palette just... I'm all about it. It's like, bad. Everything about it, it's like I only buy... Around
red
this
things.
Time... Bad things?
Yeah. Red things.
Red things,
I only
yes.
buy red things. No, I'm a green man. Green's my color. I'm wearing a Green Lantern shirt right now.
I'm in the Blue Man group.
Ah, you're blue?
Myself, yes.
You blew yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it on the podcast.
That's from my show, Arrested Development.
I can't wait for season 6.
Oh, it's coming back. It's 6 seasons in a movie.
Season 5. That's it. I can't believe you're going to get everybody together in CGI and then stitch them all together.
Get ready for CGI Will Arnett.
He's too busy doing BoJack Horseman, which is far superior.
Which I thought Will Arnett, sorry, sidetrack. I thought it was Will Arnett doing the puberty or hormone monster's
voice.
Oh,
yeah, in Big Mouth?
Yeah, in Big Mouth, but it's Nick Kroll doing what sounds like a Will Arnett impersonation.
Pretty much. I had a lot of talking to a lot of people about that. Like the joke that, I mean, that show is weirdly, like, it's super gross and very, it's gross and dirty, but it's very sex positive. Which is like it's very it's never mean, which I really like.
I have mixed feelings on it for that exact reason. I haven't watched it yet, so I can't give an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm both like repulsed by a story about like middle schoolers getting sexy.
That's a show about puberty.
Yeah,
I think it's
not
more
sexy,
like,
but
it
like,
shows the grossness of puberty.
Yeah,
which I appreciate.
But I'm all about like teaching kids, hey, thumbs up, do whatever you want.
Yeah,
it's.
I mean, kids should not watch this show.
No, it's not really not for kids.
They can sneak it.
They can sneak it,
and that's the parents' fault.
Saturday
like
night
when
Nick.
Parents aren't watching, they can watch it, but they shouldn't.
I don't know. I found it more like it's exactly what I wanted. It's every like I watched it the whole time. And I'm like, this reminds me a lot of Family Guy, but I don't hate it because it's never mean.
Yeah, it's
never mean to its characters, which I really appreciate. Like, I mean, even when it's mean to its characters, it's like. It's not like I think the meanest joke they have in the series, which is so far that I think is probably one of my favorite jokes is one of the characters has a wet dream and the hormone monster comes in. And he's like, what happened? Like, what, you know, he's asking him like, what do I do now? The hormone monster walks out of the room. He's like, sleep in it, you pig.
That one was,
and it's just like, yeah, that's what you did. Like,
I've seen a lot of people feel weird about the show because they're like, oh, there's this puberty monster who's a man, an adult man watching this
like
kid
pedophilic?
Jerk off. But it's like, it's a metaphor for puberty. Like,
it's like
not
saying Drop Dead Fred's creepy. Drop Dead Fred's fucking great.
Drop Dead Fred's kind of creepy, but
don't think about it too hard.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. It's like, yeah, of course, Drop Dead Fred's creepy if you think it's an adult hanging out with a child. But
yeah,
like,
but it's just that's like a mystical point. Being. Yeah,
yeah, it's like he's an imaginary friend, just like
Peter,
the hormone monster.
Peter Pan, basically.
Yeah, it's
a, Peter Pan's a creep too.
We're talking about beer, yeah. Not Big Mouth.
So yeah. Anyway, this drink,
Big Mouth, those are good.
I was gonna say this beer is not my favorite Great Lakes beer.
No, what
that
is your beer?
That belongs to.
Don't say Dortmunder. You're off the show.
No, no, okay. Come on. I'm a beer guy.
Come on.
I would have to say Edmund Fitzgerald.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a porter man?
Yeah, I like porters and stouts myself. Okay. But
I like it dark and nasty.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Me too, but not with my
beer. My mom always used to tell me that growing up, that she likes it dark and nasty, so I learned from her. And
your mom's white, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. But... either this or Lake Erie Monster, pound for pound.
Lake Erie Monster used to be my favorite. Whatever they did within the last few years, they made it super sweet, very syrupy.
Okay.
I think they've done that to a lot of drinks, though.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me growing up.
Maybe.
I remember being like 21 and being like, yeah, all this stuff is delicious. It's made here. But now, like as an older adult, mm-hmm. I'm just like,
Well, I think it might be also you turn a corner and there's four breweries in Cleveland, and
there's
in general,
so many better ones, not to be.
Yeah,
made,
there's but. So many in Cleveland, but so few are actually good. Like, I think Fatheads has really turned around. I didn't get Fatheads at all.
I don't think I still count because like, they're in like.
Not Homestead, but like, yeah. It's, you know, it's local breweries.
You've got Platform, who only makes sours and IPAs, apparently.
Yeah, but they make them well.
They make ciders.
The Pilsner, the Pilsner's good.
Oh, yeah, they
good.
Do make cider.
They make a good cider.
And their yam, that's an ale.
Yeah, the Yummy Yummy. That one is pretty good. I should have got that one.
Yeah,
that
I actually, you left some last week, and I took it to the drive-in, and it was delicious.
Oh, nice, yeah, it's good.
It's a good, like... Winter ale, but
it's like Christmas ale, but it's not as sweet.
Okay,
it's yam.
It's my partner's
ale,
favorite,
pumpkin.
The yam one.
Oh, really? Awesome. Mm-hmm. It's good. I thought I was gonna hate it, but that one was good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Most pumpkin beers are.
I think
trash.
Platform's
a
really
sweet
the one that's
beer.
Kind of killing it.
Platform is my favorite, I think, but maybe it's just because they have a nice deck.
No, I really like Citra Max, but Market Garden as a whole is not the best. They're not consistent. We're probably going to get a lot of enemies.
Aren't they owned by the Trump guy that owns everything else on that street?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I am not a active member of the community, like, so I don't know.
Who, McCarthy?
The guy who owns Town Hall is like a huge Republican.
I thought that was a McCarthy dude.
Maybe.
But I could be wrong. I don't remember.
I don't know.
But, anyway, let's
talk about Nosferatu.
Yeah, Nosferatu. It's all right, but it's kind of trash to me.
Really?
I don't like it.
It's trash to you?
It's trash.
That far down, really?
No.
Maybe
it's a red ale?
It's pleasant.
Okay, so name another red ale. There's only one I can think of off the top of my head.
They used to have another one back in the day that I didn't
Killian's.
Like either. Killian's Irish Red. Yeah. No, I was talking about Great Lakes had another one, but
well, no, I mean, I'm trying to get Irish like Red. Out of the regional yeah. and just like in general, like red ales, they're fine.
Yeah,
they're usually not this hoppy or this like, they're just like, hey, this is like a sweeter, almost like maybe not an Oktoberfest, but like, you know, it's just like it's just an ale, like it's not anything
I
fancy.
I like sour beers though.
Yeah, sours are great.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a good sour, yeah, but I mean...
I can only drink a couple before my tummy starts aching.
Well, yeah. I drink like one.
But I like them.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess we'll get into our final verdicts on this before we start moving on. This is probably the least interesting for everybody.
Yeah, we didn't...
Especially since it's very regional.
We didn't pick a pumpkin beer because pumpkin beers are trash.
Pumpkin
Go
beers
fuck yourself.
Trash.
Pumpkin beers are delicious, and I wish I would have gotten one now.
Pumpkin beers are mostly gross. The only good one is Warlock, which is a Warlock. Pumpkin stout, which
I don't
is
know
amazing.
That.
Pumpkin beer is only
I wanted
good
to get
because
heads
you can only get
ale.
It 2 months out of the year. It's a well, trick.
Yep.
I only, at this time of the year, other than my Pabst, which is just like a standby beer, I get Nosferatu and Dogfish Head's Pumpkin Ale, which is my favorite of them because it's more, it's got like a more nutmeggy, more like cinnamony. It's more spiced, but it's not sweet.
Okay.
Which is the way a pumpkin ale should be.
Yeah.
Because like pumpkin is fucking garbage. It's just throw it in the garbage. It's all like if you need a sugar rim to drink your fucking beer, you can go fuck yourself. Like, but yeah, it's, oh, I hate people who order pumpkin. I judge them so hard. I side eye them at the restaurants. Yeah, I like pumpkin ale. Go fuck yourselves, guys.
Pumpkin's only popular because it has the most creative name.
It's not even that creative.
Or the most punny. It's just like you name, just the yeah, most punny.
Yeah. You just steal it from fucking Nightmare Before Christmas, basically.
Yeah.
So Devin, hit or miss on Nosferatu?
Miss.
Miss.
And never mind, I'm not gonna trash them anymore.
Great Lakes, I do genuinely enjoy some of your beers. I've had a lot of, when I worked there, I had a lot of their like one-offs and stuff in the bar, and they've made some really great one-offs. So we're not talking shit, just being critical. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
you're okay, but Platform's killing it.
Yeah, dude, get on their level. Tracy, what about you?
It's a hit. I like it.
Hell yeah. See, we win.
Two out of three.
I just did research, and red ales are made with lactobacillus, which means that it's basically like eating a yogurt. So,
I do like yogurt.
It's healthy.
Is it like a Trix yogurt?
Yeah.
I like Trix yogurt.
It's like...
It's a go-gurt.
Ooh, I like go-gurt too.
Kombucha.
You can do cool sports, and I do lots of skateboard. Flips on your skateboard, yeah.
I'm a skateboard, and then get cuts on the side of my mouth, because go-gurts were sharp on the edges. And I had to cut around them. I had to cut a little circle thing. Cut a little edge because I didn't cut my mouth.
Safety go-gurt.
I do like the red color because it's like blood. And it's like your Dracula.
That too. It's great. It's fucking Halloween, man.
Nosferatu.
Live it up. Someone who doesn't like horror movies.
Oh, I get it. It's a pun.
All right. Well, we will be back in 2 seconds for...
let's just drink it now.
Let's just chug it.
Are we doing it? Oh, we're doing cider. Okay.
Cider, yeah,
we're doing generic.
About the non-alcoholic
Giant
drinks.
Eagle cider. it's apple cider. I mean, you had one, you had them all, but like
apple cider is great.
It smells. I love it.
Everyone loves apple cider.
It's like apple juice, but better.
Yeah, it's like sweeter and tartar. That's great. I mean, this isn't the best apple cider I've had. You know, honestly, I should have just gotten it from work. We have better, like, more locally sourced. Oh, I sound like the worst.
More locally sourced apple ciders.
I mean, Giant Eagle's apple cider, it's fine.
Ohio apples are good as fuck, though.
That's true. I haven't gone apple picking in a while, but mostly because I'm not partnered. But
my family and El Hordano's family, we used to go down to Mohican, like, every year with the family in October. And go on this big long hike and have a picnic and it was a fun time. And it was a fun time until we got older and then we were hungover on Saturday mornings and stopped going. But every year after, like on our way home, we would stop at this little house out in, I think it's Loudonville.
The Prairie.
Loudonville?
Loudonville, yeah. Loudonville, or wherever
London.
Around Mohican.
Merry old London.
And that's not it. Merry old Loudonville. And there's like this little house with this old lady and this old man who had a small apple orchard, and you could buy just totes of apples, fresh apple cider. We would always get the caramel apple, so it was amazing. But that cider is the best.
I never like caramel
anywhere.
Apples. I like apples. I like caramel, but I've never done. I don't just like caramel apple. I think it's too much in my mouth, like
it's
on my teeth.
It's the worst of both worlds.
It kind of is. Like, I mean, I like apple cider, or I like those caramel apple
suckers.
Those
are crazy.
Mm.
But, like, yeah, just really terrible on your teeth. And, like, my teeth are already pretty, like, I don't, like, I like, have borderline meth teeth without having ever done meth. Like
sugar, the meth.
Pretty much.
Of the youth.
Yeah, the meth of the five-year-old.
We are.
The meth of the nation. caramel apples are just like they're just hell on my teeth. I do like caramel popcorn, caramel corn.
That's even more hell on your teeth.
That's not nearly as sticky on your teeth.
but it's way worse. Popcorn is terrible for your teeth.
Oh, I'm sure it's terrible for your teeth, but it doesn't feel like it's terrible. It doesn't feel like when I bite into a caramel apple, I feel like my teeth are going to rip out of my fucking mouth.
What about kettle corn?
I don't like kettle corn.
Ooh, no.
Kettle corn's too
sweet. It's not the right balance.
No, it's
kettle corn's
perfect.
too sweet, but caramel corn's not.
No, too sweet was the wrong word.
Salty,
but like,
it's delicious.
Delicious.
I just disagree.
It's flat out wrong.
We should have got
me and Devin are going to start our own popcorn cast.
Yeah,
and it's going to be without you.
The corn cast.
The pop cast. Boom, ba-ding, ba-ding. Podcorn. There we go. Podcorn.
P.O.D.
Welcome back to Podcorn. Yeah.
You just listen to P.O.D. and
that'll
corn.
That'll be the theme song. We are, we are.
Boom, da, ding. we are. Freak on a leash.
Oh, yeah, it's a mashup. P.O.D. and corn. When is corn going to come back in as an electronic pop band? And
they
there'll
just
be popcorn.
They just... Fuck yourself. I was going to say, they just did an album with Skrillex. I think Skrillex produced
it
or something.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I don't want to listen to that.
You sure? It's considered their best one since...
I kind of do.
It's considered their best one since 98.
At least once. One time.
When you don't make an album in 20 years, it's not hard.
Hey, man, my stepdad bought me that one that was themed around Alice in Wonderland because everything was themed around Alice in Wonderland in 2008. I listened to it. Guess what? It's not good.
Not good. But I don't know if the rest of you noticed, but slowly we all switched from one or two drinks of cider back to the beer immediately.
Oh, I know I noticed it. I like the cider. Cider's going to be
cider, but cold is not my favorite.
You don't like cold cider?
It's not my favorite version of cider.
I meant like room temperature cider.
Tracy, I believe you said room temperature cider is the best way to drink cider.
I think room temperature, yeah, like a Founding Founders wanted.
Founding
I think that beer's getting to her head.
It could be the cider.
It's probably the cider.
It's the cider.
It's tainted cider.
It's gone bad. It's fermenting.
Okay.
I wish.
I'm going to make you guys take the licorice mints.
Oh, well, okay. Well,
now?
Mm-hmm.
We're
going to drink it with the beer.
Oh, this is the mint. Oh, she wanted to do this with the mint.
With the beer?
With the beer.
Oh, God. Okay, this is like a prequel and a sequel at the same time.
What is this, a Between the Buried and Me song?
This is the Alpha and the Omega.
I'm pulling out those emo hits.
They are not emo. Between the Buried and Me?
Yeah, right.
They're a super cool band that...
Immediate taste of this mint is really good, actually.
And now try some beer with it on your tongue.
Are you tricking us?
I'm trying the mint first. I do not like this mint. I do not like it at all. It tastes like I just put a leaf in my mouth, but not like a leaf with flavor.
How many leaves do you eat?
What is the most flavorful leaf?
Enough.
I know.
Basil.
Basil, yeah.
Weed,
oregano. Bro. No, get out of here. Yeah, this sucks. I don't like this. I'm not looking forward to the rest of the night.
I don't normally like other flavors with my beer. That's not a good Ginelli for me.
I think
a Ginelli is when you have food and a drink in your mouth at the same time and you judge the combination. I don't like hardly any no beer Ginellis at all.
Mm. Yeah, this is real bad. I don't like this.
Mm.
I'm spitting this.
This is one of your favorite. How did you discover this?
I don't know. I just thought it would be good. I just tried it now.
Oh, wow.
Stay on that mic, girl.
It seemed like it was an established thing.
No.
And
no, I just like playing tricks on people.
Yeah.
But it worked.
It's still in my mouth. The mint is out of my mouth, but the taste is still there. Ugh.
It's like...
I'm not going to be happy for the rest of the night.
I can't.
Getting too far ahead into the episode, like, I like that the mint is so small, like... It's not. It's like a slow release of black licorice into your mouth. Slow release of flavor.
I wish this was filmed so you could see the faces that George is making right now.
Cider is a hit for me. Black licorice mint with beer is definitely not. With a beer that I like, nonetheless.
I'm gonna try it with the cider.
Oh
now.
Yeah, let's
the
try
mint
that.
Cider.
I can't
generally.
Do it. I didn't like it with a beer. I'm not gonna like it with cider. Oh, this mouth sounds worse.
No, with mint.
Hi, Lisa. I know she complained very much about the chili.
We're
episode.
Doing this just for you.
I'm not going to give my judgment on the black licorice. Well, I guess I'll say the mint. The mint, I will say it's a hit. I'm not a black licorice fan, but I'll say it's a hit right now. The cider, I love cider in all its forms. I like a spiced cider or sweet cider. This is a sweet cider.
This sweet cider.
It's a sweet cider.
Hey, this sweet cider.
Sweet cider of mine.
It's my favorite NPR show. The sweet cider.
The sweet cider. Cider house rules.
It does rule, dude.
Where was I? I like drinking hot cider, though. I like hot cider with a lemon slice on top and
lemon
some cinnamon.
Slice. All right. Yeah, I do cinnamon and clove.
Okay. Clove is good, yeah.
Yeah, there's some rum in there. I usually
put
go
a little
alcoholic
chai
with it,
tea bag in there.
Ooh, I would like that.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Mix it up.
All right, well, let's get... I'll pull out some candy real quick. You guys ready for candy?
Yeah.
Or do we want to do pumpkin?
Pumpkin or candy next?
Let's do pumpkin. We'll save candy, because I want to save candy corn for
since pumpkin got gypped on beer, let's do pumpkin next.
All right. Pumpkin boys in the house.
Pumpkin boys in the house. Why your skin so fucking orange? You should creak it like a door hinge. That's the only thing that rhymes with orange.
Orange.
Porridge.
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 Ah, I
porridge.
Love porridge.
Porridge.
Porridge is my favorite.
Porn geography.
I can't fall asleep without it.
We're eating some pumpkin crap.
Yeah, we're getting some pumpkin. I got a pumpkin roll here, and you've got some what is it, pumpkin seeds?
They are, well, so how do you guys, first off, how do you guys feel about pumpkin spice in general?
I like pumpkin spice.
I'm a fan of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I particularly am not a huge pumpkin spice fan.
You were so adamant about the pumpkin spice.
Do you have a good reason, or is
too.
It just because it's a girl thing?
It is a girl thing,
I
which
love
is gross.
I hate everything that women like, basically.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Like dicks.
Dicks. Pumpkin spice.
I've got bad news for you. Most girls aren't that fond of dicks.
Being a good person.
Gosling.
Right.
Most girls. Yeah, some girls aren't fond of dicks. That is true.
No.
Captain America.
We can put up with them.
Yeah, that's yeah. I could see that.
Trust me, I just put up with women too.
I don't like pumpkin spice because I worked at. I've been a barista. Four different times.
You say things sometimes where like, yeah, I was a musician. I played trumpet in high school. Like, it's like I was a barista. I don't know. It's funny to me, but it's just so funny.
I got a Keurig at home, and I've pushed the button a few times, and I know something about coffee.
He's saying that I'm not a musician because I played trumpet in high school, and also that I'm not a barista. Except I actually was a barista in four different coffee shops.
Coffee shops?
Four different coffee
Were
shops.
You actually
four
pumpkin?
Different crawdaddy shops.
I was a bro-rista. One was on a college campus. One was downtown Cleveland.
Which one?
Coffee Bean Cafe.
Do you not know where that is?
It's now closed. Because the management
Good.
Was terrible. It was opened by... When it opened, it was run by Lauren Budin, who did a great job running it, and I worked there with her and Eddie Marflack. We were the only employees.
No shit.
And we...
Oh, right, okay. Duh.
Yeah, that's where I had Cup of Jokes. I did a comedy show there. downtown. And but everywhere I went, we had pumpkin spice since like 2007. Like it was still a thing back then.
It's delicious.
But it's not that good.
It's pretty good.
It's seasonal. Seasonal things trick you.
Christmas ale sucks.
That's what they're trying to do. Christmas ale mostly does
most
suck.
Christmas stuff, other than peppermint mochas.
12 Dogs of Christmas from Thirsty Dog is delicious. And it gets you real drunk.
No.
Eggnog. Mm.
I've actually never had eggnog.
Mm. I like eggnog.
It's too thick for me. I don't know.
I love eggnog.
No homo here, but, you know, it seems like cum.
Mm-hmm. Eggnography has lots of cum in it, but you can't tell if it's cum or eggnog.
No homo.
Anyway, thanks for saying that, George.
We had a guy at work that always says, like, he'll say just like really casual things. He's like, you know, no homo, but Kanye's a really good rapper. Like, he is. I like him.
He's way too defensive about it.
I'm like, thus why are you being
meaning
so?
That he probably wants to blow Kanye.
Maybe a little homo.
He probably wants to blow Kanye.
Like 40% homo.
On a Kinsey scale.
It is a spectrum.
Kinsey was just trying to prove himself and like, hey, I'm normal.
Wait, no, Kanye, not Kinsey.
Kanye scale?
The Kanye scale.
What's your Kanye scale? On a scale from 1 to Kanye, what are you?
On the scale of 1 to Kanye, how gay are you?
I'm like graduation Kanye.
Graduation Kanye, okay. That one was probably
relatively
like a,
gay.
It was probably like a 65%.
Still in the closet, but, you know, everyone thinks it's so cool.
I'm Twisted Fantasy Kanye, meaning the only good part of me is Nicki Minaj.
That is blasphemy.
Yeah, we're going to argue about that because that is a great album. That might be his best.
No, it is. I just wanted to make a joke.
No, that is good. Which I have to listen to Monster this month. I have not done yet. Her verse on that is amazing.
Do you want to do it at Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, come come sit on my stoop and hand out candy with me and we'll just listen to Kanye. Well, all five kids. Last year I did it, I handed out candy and only five kids came. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I got so excited. I've never handed out candy before.
Oh, so you were like,
Lakewood is all hipsters. There's no children.
I feel like five is enough.
That is not enough. I mean, yeah, I got the candy, which is great.
I don't want people ringing on my doorbell all night.
I sit on the stoop. I listen to Monster Mash and Kanye. Like,
Kanye?
Kanye. Kanye.
So, this pumpkin roll, what do you guys think of it?
Let's get to take a bite of this pumpkin
having
roll.
Hated pumpkin roll, or pumpkin spice, I love
Let
pumpkin
me do
rolls.
That pumpkin roll.
Does that count as pumpkin spice?
It's pumpkin. Spiced like a pumpkin.
Yeah, it's a cinnamon and pumpkin.
That's the thing about pumpkin spice, is it's like, it's all a scam. There's no pumpkin flavor. Yeah. It's not a thing. Pumpkin doesn't have a flavor like that. It's just cinnamon and nutmeg and fucking bullshit.
But you know what I love? I love
that's
decorative
the collection
season.
Of those tastes, isn't the cinnamon and nutmeg, and then pumpkin has a flavor. It's just not like, not a strong flavor.
It's squash.
Yeah,
pretty much. Like it's got more like these smell sounds. I can hear it myself.
This one's a really gooey one. This pumpkin roll.
Mm. There's a lot of cream cheese in this one.
Yeah,
a lot of cream cheese in that sound.
I like my women like I like my pumpkin rolls.
Filled with cream cheese.
Thick and filled with cream cheese and powdered with sugar.
I like my women like I like my cheese. White American.
That reminded me when I went to buy the candy today. There was a candy called Nips. There was a candy called Nips, and it had a coffee flavor. And I was like, I like my women like I like my Nips. Coffee flavored.
Not even covered in cream.
What do you? You can't eat pumpkin rolls though.
No, yeah, the cream cheese is delicious.
Cream cheese is amazing.
She's got that hipster allergy, that gluten allergy. Mm.
We have pumpkin flavor.
Had I known that, cheese. I wouldn't have bought this.
No, I wanted to make you feel like an asshole.
No, I'm just gonna eat the fuck out of it. I fucking love this shit.
Pumpkin roll has always been my favorite dessert.
You want my cheese?
That's fucking great.
Pumpkin.
You know what? I should have gotten a pumpkin pie because. I don't like pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is overrated.
It's a texture. It's like having pudding on a piece of granola.
And nothing
or not granola, graham cracker.
There's nothing
my grandma
wrong with
would
that.
Always make pudding pie for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like chocolate pudding pie and stuff like that's great.
A butterscotch pudding pie?
Pumpkin pie filling is way thicker than pudding.
What kind of pudding do you eat?
Chocolate, vanilla, mostly.
Mm.
Snack pack.
Yeah, snack packs. I like snack packs. But I mean, it's obviously thicker. But like, in general, just the texture of it makes me gag. Okay. Because it is so like, it is like shoving a whole thing of pudding down your throat.
So do you not like cheesecake?
I like cheesecake, but
it's like the same texture.
Cheesecake's a little bit thicker. I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's something about like maybe the fact that it's not as sweet as cheesecake or maybe. What. But cheesecake has like a consistency to it that pumpkin pie just kind of falls apart.
Yeah.
Once it's in your mouth, like as soon as it gets a little bit warm, it's just like, you know, like it just drops.
Kind of like. I don't even know. But
my feel.
Pumpkin pie is entirely dependent on its whipped cream and the ice cream that comes with it, if at all.
So what do you guys think about the mouth feel?
Oh, the mouth feels great.
A pumpkin roll?
My mouth feels great.
I love it. It's gooey.
It's ooey gooey.
It's ooey gooey. Sticky.
Huey, Dewey, Louie. Uncle
Stewie,
Scrooge.
Stewie from Family Guy.
He is.
Get out.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Can I have my pumpkin pie with Cool Whip?
Cool Whip.
Oh god, I hate that. Alright, well, you have pumpkin seeds or what was it? You never finished what you were saying.
Oh yeah. So I hate pumpkin spice lattes. I hate the pumpkin spice craze because it's basically everyone just being ripped off. People pay a bajillion dollars for something that's pumpkin spice when you could just buy a cheap-ass latte and sprinkle your own fucking seasoning into it.
In general, yeah, it's mostly just cinnamon and nutmeg in there.
What flavor is an ass latte?
I love
regular ass latte. It's
2017, you eat the booty.
It's dark and robust with a creamy finish.
Depending.
But I mean, no.
Depending if they had candy and pumpkin things for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. If you ate a lot of dairy, it's going to be more creamy. But pumpkin...
Thicker, though. Slightly. But not solid.
No.
That's a fiber thing.
So me having hated pumpkin spice, I was going to try to turn somebody, but you both like pumpkin spice, so we're... I have these.
Well, I was gonna say I don't like pumpkin seeds.
I have these pumpkin spice pumpkin seeds, which I totally. When I saw these, I'm like, these are gonna be fucking ridiculous overkill.
They're
like,
delicious, aren't
too
they?
Too much pumpkin, and they are amazing. I can't stop eating them. I'm addicted to them.
So I've never liked pumpkin seeds before. Every time we've like carved a jack o' lantern or anything, like my mom or whoever would take the seeds and roast them or whatever.
Yeah, you need them.
Like, no, thank you.
You need them processed.
It's like a hard-boiled egg when you're, like, dying eggs on Easter and shit. Like go fuck yourself. Hard-boiled egg? What am I fucking
dying? These are only
dying?
Good because they're, like cinnamon explosions.
That's what
holy
pumpkin
fuck.
Spice is.
Yeah, these are good.
It's like, psh.
I wasn't expecting them to be sweet.
I wasn't
sweet.
Either, but they're nice
really
and
fucking
sweet.
Good
texture that just chews up real nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like sunflower seeds. It's like sweet sunflower seeds.
Except, yeah, you don't get the flakes in your mouth, though, or whatever.
Well... I mean, that's just, I think, a matter of
if there's
sorting them
so
right.
So do any of you want my desecrated pumpkin roll?
Your cream cheeseless pumpkin roll? No, thank you.
Nah. Sleeping at you, pig.
Your pumpkin roll without the best part?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Shove these
everyone's
into our
big hate
mouth.
Us so much. Right. That is so good.
Everyone already hates us so much.
Yeah, but they're listening to a two-hour podcast on us eating.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Food Network for your ears.
Hi, I'm Guy Fieri. Here's me as a pig person.
I'm Anthony Bourdain. Go fuck yourself.
I don't like Donald Trump. All right, well, this was definitely a hit for me.
Yeah, all around. Pumpkin.
Let's get into the main event. I mean, everybody is a hit, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Hit. Pumpkin rolls, except for beer. Pumpkin beer fucking blows.
Go fuck yourself.
Pumpkin food? Yes. Pumpkin beer? Meh.
Go fuck yourself, guys. All right, let's get into the candy. We'll get into the main event. The ding, 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 ding.
Main event.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Trick or treat.
Smell my teat. give me some milky treats to eat. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull up your underwear
because
into your butt.
Because I just blew you and it was down.
Milky treats. Hot eats, milky treats.
And now for an hour of chewing gummies.
Good. What are we going to do first?
I gotcha.
I say candy corn and then back to black licorice.
Back to black?
Back to black.
Back to black. All right. Whoa. All right. Okay. So this is the most divisive one, for sure. This is what the original intent of the episode was going to be. So I kind of want to get one out of the way. Because... for the listeners, we have sweet black licorice, they're shaped like cats, and salty black licorice,
double salt,
and then just, you know, pretty run of the mill candy corn. I mean, there's not really, you know, candy corn is candy corn.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, I want to finish with candy corn because I like candy corn.
Okay.
Okay.
It's also sweeter. Yeah. It's easier to get that taste out of your mouth than fucking black licorice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just now getting that mint
and
out.
And it'll help to get the black licorice out.
Yeah. Is that cool with you guys?
African-American licorice.
Sorry.
Licorice of color.
Colin Kaepernick licorice.
Mm-hmm. Licorice of color is what it's choose to be called right now.
Yeah. Malcolm X licorice.
Mm-hmm.
Who are other black people? Denzel Washington licorice.
Martin Licorice King Jr. He was one of my favorites.
Please don't shoot that.
What?
Licorice joke. I shot it down. I don't know. I was going for something.
It's all getting cut.
This is like the second week in a row I've made that joke. Or that's some sort of joke like that.
Racist motherfucker. Racist motherfucker.
Okay.
Right. Samuel Licorice Jr.
Let me talk.
Why do you like black licorice?
I want to get into this.
Let me give you some licorice facts.
Okay. Is this why you like it?
I don't know many.
Or is this just science?
I don't know
many.
It's
just science. No. Why do I like black licorice? I had a mom who would eat all of my candy as a child, and she hated it. So I kind of latched onto that as my thing because I knew mom wouldn't steal any.
Oh, shit.
So it's like a mouth fetish for you.
Mouth fetish.
In a sense, like, where it, like, you take some sort of small trauma and you pervert it in some way.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. But I'd rather have no candy than black licorice.
I 100% agree. I remember I had
See, now I'm coming from a place of privilege. I did have candy.
She did too. Her mom just ate it.
To go with the mouth
exactly.
fetish?
Her mom took her candy.
I also had a boyfriend in high school who would eat it all the time because he was an old man secretly.
Secretly or illegally?
You need to check the phrasing on what you just said. Because if... Some people could think there's a pedophile out there just eating out high school students.
Black licorice.
All the time.
He was actually a spy trying to take down a drug ring in the high school.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Well, everybody has their faults, I guess.
It was like a 21 Jump Street, but with black licorice and cunnilingus.
Wait, how would I know what it tastes like if...
Hey. Do not kink shame on this podcast. That is not what we do here.
Not kink shame. We food shame.
That's right. He would eat the black licorice all the time.
And it just reminds me of kissing.
Okay.
Sweet kisses.
These are not sweet.
Those kisses probably tasted really disgusting.
I had a friend
not to you, I guess, because I was already past the point of you liking.
Sweet kisses.
We're getting real weird. We've only eaten candy
Tracy,
tonight.
Tracy, are you possessed right now?
Yes.
No.
Is it you or the demon that likes the licorice?
That's a demon.
Be gone, demon.
No! I can attest that's wrong.
Be gone, demon.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Demons can stay. I don't mind, actually.
You want to watch Big Bang Theory?
Be gone, demon.
You're dead to me.
I had a friend who used to live across the street from us who liked black licorice, and his mom grew this plant where he's like, hey, if you just chew on this leaf, it tastes like black licorice. And I chewed on it because I didn't know what black licorice was. And I'm just like, I'm just like turned to him like, what is wrong with you? Why would you make me put this in my mouth? He was someone who was like board games, more like I'm board games.
It was probably anise or fennels, right? Fennel, right?
I don't know what it was. It was very thin. It almost looked like pines, almost.
That might be anise.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a man who likes candy corn.
I don't know. I think soulless, only soulless demons like, can't, not to be harsh, but I think, well, I don't know, because when I tried that mint earlier, I didn't hate it that much, so okay. I'm excited to try these. Let's
maybe you'll find your taste have changed.
Yeah, do you have more facts for us? Should we
bring in the science?
Yeah.
I have a fuck ton of science. Okay. So let me tell you about licorice. No, I can't.
She can't read.
I can't
find that out.
Turns out I'm a librarian who can't read.
Typical no. Trump's America.
America's this dream.
This is the America liberals want.
American dream. You can become a librarian even without reading. You can become president even without...
President?
Reading?
Presidenting, yeah.
So licorice is actually very healthy for you. You can use it to help your sore throat. It's an expirant, which means it helps you cough out all the phlegm in your throat.
I do have a lot of phlegm.
You do have a lot of phlegm. It can fight inflammation and viral infections.
Oh, don't get me started on those viral infections. They do not pronounce them right.
And it can relieve your constipation. So
I have a lot of those things.
Damn.
If only it tasted good.
Maybe you should just stock up.
Or just stop smoking and eating candy for dinner. Either one.
So it's healthy.
It's apparently going to open up your lungs, so...
Oh, I could probably fit way more weed smoke in there.
Yeah. Yeah!
Got that black licorice kush.
Oh, yeah!
Black lick kush.
I bet you could melt the licorice down into res.
Got a hash.
Apparently, licorice has a natural sweetener inside of it, which tastes like saccharin.
Or garbage. One of the two.
Or garbage. So that's why it tastes like sweet and low.
Okay.
Ugh.
It's stinky. Like, we already sniffed it. It's stinky.
That double salt one, or no, was it the cat one? The cat one smells really weird.
Yeah.
The salt one probably smells weird because of the ammonia.
I feel like this room's gonna linger for a while.
Linger.
I tooted. That's why.
Yeah, that's all I got. It kind of repeats itself.
So science. You said it could basically cure AIDS.
Yeah,
what you said earlier.
Black
before we
licorice
recording.
Can cure your AIDS.
That's why the cure has gone unfound for so long.
Because
no one wants to eat black licorice.
Yeah.
Also because, you know, Robert Smith has been going on tour for a long time and no one knows where he is at any time.
Fuck off.
That's, yeah, exactly.
It's Friday. I'm in black licorice love. All right, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
Let's here. I'm going to give you a cat first, Devin.
This is not a cat. These are the dimes.
So it's also really big. And
well, actually, Tracy, what do you want? Do you want the cats or the
which one do you think we should try first?
Let's go for the salty first.
Okay. Devin, take a salt.
So have you had the double salt one?
I haven't tried these yet.
Yeah, you got real fancy. You spent like $5 a bag.
They're connected to each other?
No.
No, you just got one.
You just got a bad one.
I feel like I got
a real one. Don't hurt yourself.
I feel like I'm sentenced
to
this.
No, give it to him. Give it to him.
I feel like it's the law of the universe.
Yeah,
when two are stuck together, you have to eat
them. Be like DMX. All right,
let's take a blood oath. We'll take 2 seconds, and we'll do one, two, three, and then
I'm only
going to
take one at a time.
You got to swallow.
I'll chew it first. I'm not going to swallow it. I could swallow it right away and I wouldn't taste
Wait,
it.
Wait, do you have to chew it or you could just suck on it?
I think you're supposed to chew it. It's like a gummy,
it's
right?
It's a gummy, yeah.
I feel like this is
it's
the
like
first...
a really disgusting okay, old let, person gummy.
I feel like this is the first time I'm like smoking weed or something or like dropping acid. And I'm like,
I remember
really
doing
paranoid.
That. My sister and her friend were making like a can bong or whatever, a can pipe. I'm just like, what do I do? How do I do this? I'm like, you guys are 3 years younger than me.
Okay, right. 1, 2, 3.
Oh my god. No.
Wow.
Oh
god.
It tastes like cat piss.
Ugh. It literally tastes like cat piss. And it's not the cat one. Ugh.
It tastes like a block of salt.
It's very salty. It's still in my mouth.
Oh my god.
George spit his out instantly if you couldn't hear.
Oh my god, that was the worst.
Almost.
I didn't even taste the blank licorice, I just tasted salt.
I wonder if like the salt goes away.
I can't. I gave up.
Oh, it's so gross.
Okay, that was a $5 waste.
Ooh.
Give those out to trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Put them in little plastic baggies so I get arrested.
That's why I felt really weird buying all the candies in line because... I was like, I look like I'm buying all
Jesus
the work.
God.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm spitting it out. Ugh. Ugh.
So none of us made it through that one.
No one can do salty licorice.
So Devin said it's a hit for him.
I'm going to... Oh, wow, that was terrible.
That was real bad.
Oof.
Why did you last so long?
Because I was trying to be brave.
That's like taking a long time during bad sex. Like, it doesn't matter. It's bad sex.
Just get it over with.
Yeah, but
just pretend to come and go to sleep.
But sometimes you don't
watch
have
Bob's
the
Burgers
option
together.
Of ending the bad sex. You just have to keep doing it till it's
you
over.
You always have the option to end the bad sex.
I mean,
consent,
you get
yeah,
tired.
I guess that's
just,
true.
Just roll over.
But I
yeah.
just feel bad.
You can, yeah, of course. I feel bad too when I'm like, oh, I guess that's it. I guess let's just watch Bob's Burgers until I fall asleep.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. That was,
ugh,
that was
the
that
last
was,
of the
not,
great romantics.
I thought I was going to like it because it said DZ on it.
Discovery Zone?
Discovery Zone, and I like Discovery Zone. It's a really fun place.
Yeah, don't take another salty one.
That definitely tastes like butthole. Okay, this one looks like a cat.
I feel like I'm eating my cat, Xana, though. Me and my girlfriend's cat have a black cat named Xana.
I do
really
want a
cute.
Black cat really bad. Oh, no, I dropped one.
Oh, no, I guess you can't eat it.
Oh, okay. No, I guess that's what a terrible punishment for me.
Okay, right. Put it in your mouth.
This one is much more tolerable.
Yeah, it doesn't, I didn't want to throw up right away. I mean, the mouthfeel of this is, like, impossible to chew.
I can't chew it.
It feels like I'm chewing on a twig.
I can feel my fillings coming loose.
Yeah. It's not terrible.
Mm.
This one, I can...
This one's actually pretty weak.
Yeah, this one's... I could definitely dig.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if I would choose to eat it all the time, but...
Yeah, I might actually be able to swallow this one.
That's what she said.
Trust me, I know.
Licorice. I hardly know her ish.
Don't get me started on her ish. I'm not enjoying this, but I can finish it.
Also what she said.
Well, trust me, I know.
You know, I really like this one, actually. I don't know why the double salt thing would ever be... Why would that ever exist... If not
I mean,
to
I guess
feed
they
horses.
Eat fermented shark carcass that's been rotting.
Who do?
The Dutch.
Dutch. Oh.
The voodoo that you do.
I thought you meant like the...
It reminds you of the babe.
The babe of the plant?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the licorice cats.
Meow. Licorice
yeah.
cat would be...
Yeah, this is still
band.
Terrible, but, you know, it's tolerable. Ugh.
Okay.
I'm sure this is enthralling for everyone.
Yeah.
Taking really long to eat
this
one.
This is really
piece
hard
of...
to chew. It's not podcast.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Let me see. What else do I got on licorice?
Like, it hurts to swallow sometimes.
They apparently have licorice straws.
Yeah.
It's called pharmacy licorice.
I like regular licorice. Black licorice is fucking.
I like Twizzlers.
Yeah. Red vines. I like
so,
red vines.
Red vines are garbage.
Go fuck yourself.
But you don't like Jaeger. Because
no.
It made you puke, like everyone.
This tastes closer to Jaeger than I've had so far.
Yeah.
This tastes like Jaeger. It's not, like, sweet.
What did the mint taste like? Trash.
trash. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was just like.
Try it again. Try it without any beer. Just let it.
I dropped it on the ground when I was in a rush to spit the other one out of my mouth.
Sit there. Roll it around.
No, it just like the mint just tasted like if I just wanted to let a black licorice piece linger in my mouth, which I definitely did not. Like I was basically this one I was just kind of fighting to just get down because it was like more work than it ever should have been. Yeah. I mean, this is a miss. I mean, this is not anything new. It's a miss for me. What about you, Devin?
I think I just discovered, because I like the mint and I like these licorice little cute cats. They're adorable. I like black licorice now.
I win.
Oh, no.
Except fuck that double salt bullshit.
That tasted like a cat's butthole.
Only horses should eat that.
Only horses?
So they like salty shit. And deers.
Take that, salt licks. Bojack. Yeah, salt lick. Lick that.
Salt licorice.
Licorice.
I think I'm putting some together here.
Tracy, you want you?
Of course, I'm a yes.
Yeah,
I brought it.
I feel like it's.
Do you guys want to try the American black licorice?
The Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Come on. Fuck it, we're already here.
Come on, George. Join the licorice group.
Yeah, we got generic like licorice, Twizzlers licorice, black licorice, whatever the fuck it's called.
Which their strawberry ones are my favorite. One of my favorite candies. It's my movie candy go-to all the time. Yeah. Remember when we went to see Wonder Woman?
I mean, I like licorice. I like Twizzlers, but I don't want to spend $4 on licorice.
We went to see Wonder Woman, and I bought a pack of Twizzlers. I bought a pack of Twizzlers and didn't realize I'd actually, because you know how they have it open where you just grab your own candy?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I had actually grabbed two until we got in the movie theater, and then I let you have my other pack of Twizzlers.
I like free licorice, except when it's black.
Racist.
Yeah, I'm racist. This one has kind of a musty flavor at first.
Yeah, it tastes like nothing.
Well, mm-mm. I do not like that.
Yeah, it literally tastes like nothing.
It's kind of eating soft rubber.
Yeah, that's real bad. Really, really bad.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Strawberry Twizzlers are the only thing you should eat from Twizzlers. Or the
It's hitting me now. Oh, God. It's like chewing on rubber. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
So Twizzlers cannot...
Fucking monsters.
No.
Fucking Nabisco or whoever that makes.
Let's get to some candy I actually like that people hate on so bad.
Yeah, I'm going to take a swig of cider, though, real quick to get this shit out of my mouth. Yeah, so we're going to get into my favy, my number one, my peeps of the Halloween.
Ooh, candy corn. Ooh, candy corn. I'm a caterpillar from Bug's Life. Candy corn. I sound Dutch, maybe. I don't know, Swedish.
I don't know. I'm probably gay.
If he was Dutch,
though,
he'd be eating licorice.
Ooh, but they also I like licorice now, but I love candy corn.
Ooh, it's the candy corn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the bag.
This is life.
Says that it's made with honey, but.
Yeah, there's probably a drop of honey in the entire batch.
It is the last ingredient listed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sugar. It's like eating cotton candy.
It's so waxy.
Yeah, it's like a candle you can eat.
Mm. That's true. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I love candy corn so much.
Yeah.
What I like to do? I like to take the tip, bite the white part, then bite the orange part, and then put the little yellow part on my tooth. Like, hey, look, this is what happens when you eat candy corn.
My tooth. Yeah, I loved that. Except I didn't eat it. I would just force the entire candy into my gums,
and
so it actually
let it sit there and rot your tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
Or you can flip it upside down and make fangs. That's right.
Look at that. See, so it's a uses. Candy you can have fun with.
I want to.
It's like the wax lips of
cast like this.
So many uses. Yeah. I tried to get your candy fangs. Picture evidence, but I missed it.
Candy fangs.
People hate. Why do people hate candy corn so much?
I don't get it.
It's waxy. It's
is it a texture, like texture thing? Yeah. You don't like the taste or what?
I don't like the texture.
Do you like the taste?
It's just sugar.
Yeah. What's wrong with sugar?
You can't go wrong with sugar.
Right.
It's flavorless.
Unlike fucking black licorice, which is just buttholes.
It's about all.
It's like, hey, what would happen if you threw sugar on the ground and then just tried to eat it from
it would,
the ground?
It would taste good.
That would be sugar ground.
Mm-hmm. It would definitely be
it
sugar
would be
ground.
Sugar ground.
Probably be a bad marketing name for it, but yes.
Some would say sugar is already ground.
It's sugar caned ground.
Wait, wait, I got a list of bad things about candy corn. I came prepared.
It's bad for you. Yeah, it's candy.
It's got 12 different ingredients.
Yeah.
4 kinds of sweeteners. Lots of questionable dyes.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, it's candy. What do you expect from us? Like, I'm someone who eats Skittles for dinner sometimes. Like, I can't say shit.
Candy corn can trigger hives.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's going on in my body.
Mm.
That's puberty.
That too.
It's got no nutritional value.
Yeah, it's candy.
It's corn. So, I don't know about that.
The resin comes from bugs.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Like the... Yeah. So I'm eating bugs right now. Is
yeah,
what you're telling
yeah.
me?
I mean, so like is the red color too.
It makes me like it less.
Yeah.
You know, like, pretty much every food in the world is allowed a certain level of bugs in it, right? That's not even a joke.
Yeah,
that's
but that's
like
bugs
legit.
That get in there on accident.
Yeah, no, this is like...
These are intentional bugs.
Bug resin,
well, okay.
Bug color.
They're secretions from bugs. They're not, like, bugs themselves. They're
serene
not, like,
bug juice.
Throwing a buttle.
Bug
a,
juice.
A beetle.
A
beetle
juice.
Beetle juice.
Now I like it more.
Say it. Say it.
Beetlejuice.
Hey, I'm your bud, Beetlejuice. I'm the Beetlejuice man. I'm doing the Beetlejuice thing. Ha, ha, ha. Here's some sex joke. Ha, ha. Gina Davis' gums. Ha, 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 ha. Winona Ryder, you're very sexy. You're underage. Goddamn, Beetlejuice is a good movie. I don't care what anybody says, how overblown that
Wait,
movie gets.
People say Beetlejuice is bad?
No, they say... I'm tired of Tim Burton, too. So I get that part.
Really, Tim like, Burton doesn't count.
Tim Burton, like, that and Same Edward Scissorhands are still great movies. Like, even though I'm just tired of their fan base. You know, it's like Rick and Morty. Like,
I like it, but I don't want anyone to know.
Nah, I'll tell everybody. I like Rick and Morty. Brick and mortar. All right, well, let's Beetlejuice.
Ooh, here's a good one.
It's going to last the candy corn.
Candy corn is responsible for the greatest candy-related fire in history.
Hell yeah.
How do you start a fire with candy corn? I need to know.
Because they're candy candles. Somebody tried to light them.
Back in 1950, the candy corn factory was making a big batch of the stuff in a kettle lined with beeswax when the kettle caught fire and burnt down the whole candy factory.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you meant by bug resin? Just beeswax?
No, the coloring.
No.
The coloring.
Oh, okay. The coloring.
To be fair, all that coloring is used, like, bugs. That's what they do.
Okay.
It's not just candy corn.
Okay.
Like, the certain types of coloring are just
interesting.
Bug juice.
I'm learning so much.
I also feel like if I'm gonna eat just a handful of sugar, I'd rather eat a sugar cube.
You would eat a sugar cube?
I would eat a sugar cube over.
At least this has like a little bit of a different flavor than just sugar.
See,
it's like
circus peanuts, which are behind us. We'll talk about if we want to get to them, but like. Circus peanuts taste like orange. Like the color orange, not the flavor orange.
The color orange does not have a flavor.
No, it doesn't. Unless you're like eating a circus peanut.
Synesthesia or something.
Yeah, unless you got synesthesia.
Cinemalthia?
No.
What color would you say the candy corn is if you close your eyes and just taste it?
Yeah, what color does candy corn taste like? I'm getting...
Yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah, it's yellow.
I'm getting either gold and white or blue and black, but I can't tell.
One is yellow and the other is blue.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm a person who loves the texture, actually. I get people don't like the texture. But, like, I love to chew, like, all my hard candies.
Okay.
Love chewing hard candies, so I feel like chewing this. It's a little nicer on my teeth.
One,
even though it's still just sugar being pressed into my teeth, so it's not good for your teeth. But
I feel like there's better ways for me to, like, get this the calories, the sugar, the...
Right, but, like...
I'd rather...
It's candy. It's like licorice, black licorice is like, hey, I want candy, but I don't want any of the fun of it. It's like, you know what? I really like rolling in rocks. That's what black licorice is, where it's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking just swim in fucking shit. That's what candy corn is. It's like, I know what I'm doing. Like, I know it's fucking not good for me, but if I'm having fun, who cares? Black licorice is fucking rocks. You're going to get scrapes and scars. That's not even fun.
I feel like black licorice, that's like the thing we analogy. Go through. We go through so many things like that. I feel like in our life where there's like some benefit to doing it. It tastes gross, but we learn to like it. Like coffee. How long was it before you liked coffee? But you start, you just fucking bit the bullet and started drinking it, and then you got used to it.
Coffee.
And there's that good coffee. There's beer. There's
beer.
Living with not just
masturbating every night.
Yeah, like
because I haven't learned that one yet.
There's benefits. Believe it or not.
Falling asleep.
Believe it or not, there's a benefit to non-masturbating every night. But
chafing.
I'm going to go back to what I said with the beer, is I think having something limited to seasons tricks you into thinking it's good.
Mm-hmm. Because you haven't had it since the last season.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, yeah, I love this shit, and you put it in your mouth, and you're like, no, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I think there's truth to that.
Well, I think this has been a productive dinner. Anybody else have anything to say before we get into final thoughts on cotton candy or cotton candy, candy corn? More mouth sounds we want to get in before we.
I'm really proud that I got Devin into black licorice.
No, I mean.
I'm happy to be now on the side of appreciating it for what it's really not that bad.
It's not that bad.
You guys are liars.
Except for the double salt one, whoa, which was the worst thing I've ever had in my mouth.
Just that was.
And I've had a penis in my mouth. Yeah, it was real gross.
And that one tasted like black licorice also.
I didn't even taste it. I just tasted salt.
The chewing. I just, yeah. It's the ammonia, why?
It was not good.
I'm taking those cats with me, though.
Yeah, you can have those cats. You can have all of that. Except, well, yeah, if you want some candy corn, take it.
I think you should leave the salt ones for just people to come in your house. Like, oh, yeah, I got some candy.
I should leave it for the party on Saturday.
Yes. See how many people. Don't say anything. Yeah, just
I'm not going to say anything. We'll have to listen to the podcast. If I listen to the podcast, I get a fair warning.
You'll
podcast.
Find out which of your friends do listen to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is, I mean, candy corn's the best. It's a fucking hit.
It's good.
Like, yeah, Tracy, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Anything we want to talk about? Get on your soapbox for a second if you want.
Oh, wait, no, I did.
Spit out that black licorice real quick.
If any of your listeners live in Cleveland proper, I am going to say that you should vote for issue 60 and the library because books are great and it keeps me in the money to buy these expensive, disgusting candies.
Books is good.
Books is good.
So vote yes on issue 60 because books is good.
What's hell that? Yeah. November.
November.
November. November 20-something?
21st, I don't know.
Something like that. Whatever. It's a Tuesday. It's always a Tuesday.
November 11th.
Never forget.
Mm-hmm.
That show that I'm not able to do anymore.
Wow. Remember, it's the 5th of November. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Devin, you got anything?
What do I got going on?
Don't vote for Mayor Frank Jackson, also.
Oh, yeah, don't. Don't vote for Reed either.
He does not have my endorsement.
But do vote for Foghorn Leghorn. Because I want a mayor with that voice still.
Yeah, get him out of here.
That's 2 weeks in a row with Foghorn Leghorn, I think, isn't it?
I'm going to put the candy.
Oh, did you see? Oh, mouth. I didn't even tell you. They're making a new Snagglepuss comic book where he's a sexy playwright, like in the same way of, what's his name? Tennessee Williams, where he's a closeted, sexy playwright.
Oh, my God.
It's the same guy who wrote the Flintstones comics that were amazingly dark.
So I hope they make that into a show. And they're
super funny and weird, and I need to show you the Flintstones comics because they're great.
I'm trying out for the Snagglepuss voice, if they make that into a show.
That's me.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Black licorice is terrible. Disgusting, even. But anyway, no, I don't have anything going on besides our podcast called Sid Seconds. Or not.
That? Sid Seconds? I love Sid Seconds. He's my favorite Sex Pistols actor. What? No, I haven't had 5 beers.
Definitely not. But just follow me at News on Devin.
Yeah.
On Twitter at Devin Neeson on Instagram. And follow us at Second Shot Pod on Instagram, Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can email us, secondshotpod@gmail.com. And also, George, I think you can call our phone number and leave
us... Yeah, I'm
going to
find it real quick.
Kooky voicemails.
Kooky? Wooky?
You get
spooky?
Like, we've been having this segment where this guy's calling in at his name is Craig.
Oh, Jesus. I just looked it up.
His name's Craig. Like, come on. Okay, and man. He says he's
Craig.
You know
says
what?
He's a truth speaker and that I have my girlfriend locked up in my basement. She's actually a clone.
Well,
and George is from Planet Xanadu.
What part of those are lies?
As of right now, we don't know.
I can say
Devin,
they're...
I just saw...
They're all fabricated.
He called again.
Again? I thought he was, like, done with this last week.
I don't even know how he found out who our guest is, because I'm looking at this thing and, you know, we didn't post about it. He doesn't know this guy.
Nobody knows me.
Nobody knows you.
Who am I?
You're a librarian. Nobody knows you. You're just shh people.
Shh.
Yeah, he's probably, like,
Let's get this out of the way.
He's probably out in the bushes jerking off.
Hello, Second Shot listeners. This is Craig, the truth speaker. I just wanted to let you know that I am now safe and sound. Luckily, the followers of the Second Shot Exposed movement were able to rescue me from the clutches of George's Xanadunian friends. It cost me something, I have to say that. Basically, I now have 8 fingers instead of 10, but guess what, you bastards? I'm free! So, this is just the beginning, let me tell you. You're not going to broadcast this Xanadunian signal any longer. Oh, you're on a network now. I see that. The above-below network. What is it? Above the Earth, below the stars, you alien bastards? Well, guess what? I got a secret weapon that I'm sending in. Oh, yeah. And that secret weapon is the one, the only. Tracy, that's right, Tracy. If you need help, you just say the word pastry, and we'll be there within 2 hours to get you out of there.
Pastry.
That's fucking weirdo.
Don't say that.
Oh, she
that
said
word.
It right away.
Don't, Tracy, do not say the word pastry.
I think she said, Tracy, pastry.
Pastry.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Wow. That. He's gone off the rails.
I mean, he's already been off of the rails.
It's all untrue. Like, I can tell you personally that when we did have him in our custody, that he was really crazy. So none of the stuff he's saying is true.
Yeah, when we had him in our basement.
Wait, I mean, never.
Oh,
no,
no,
never. We never mind.
When I had him in my basement, I. You know, we have
George,
fun.
No,
we had
we
fun.
Didn't. We don't know him. He wasn't.
Oh,
there.
Right. No! 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 All right, sorry.
Be gone, demon! Oh, that was never.
That wasn't a demon. That was.
I know. I'm trying to cover up for the thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was a demon. It was a demon.
Shut up, Claire.
Pastry.
Yeah, shut up, Claire. Fucking Claire.
No pastries, Tracy.
No pastries. Hashtag no pastries. With an I. Pastries with an I.
Tasty pastries.
God.
I don't know if that was a right. I don't know if he thought you were a different Tracy who our friend Tracy Kavanaugh.
I mean, he might have, but
she, like,
I don't know how he even knew she, there was a Tracy on.
She bakes, but.
I don't. I just book.
I don't know. Was he making
book
a reference to the fact that we were trying to feed you pastries?
Probably.
To hurt
probably
your,
the gluten allergy.
Your gluten
thing.
Allergy.
Yeah.
That was completely.
Sensitivity.
I assure you, that was completely coincidental. We did not plan that. We do not harm our guests. We do none of that thing.
But do none of that thing.
Anyway, call us at what's the number? If you know where this dude is at, we need him.
We need him back.
We need him
to stop calling
for the first
us,
time.
Is really what it needs to be. So call us at 216-309-0942. And give us a voicemail, or, you know, if we said something wrong, which we don't, we never say anything wrong. You know, call us, let us know how wrong you are in letting us know that we're wrong, or just how attractive we are. You know, I can always use the ego boost.
That too.
Or if you want to go on a date with me, I'm always up for people buying me dinner. So, yeah,
we got a lot of salty coins. If anybody wants some,
yeah. If you call about our salty coins, you know, leave a voicemail about our salty coins.
We're selling them now. Second shot, official second shot salty coins.
Hashtag no pastry. Hashtag salty coins. We're just turning into John Oliver at this point. Confederacy.
Hashtag last week.
Tonight. Yeah. So Tracy, thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
I'm not going to thank you for the candy.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, this was a fun episode. So we will see you next week with our conclusion. So our Halloween week.
What are we doing?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
We'll find out.
We'll find out, I guess.
We've had some stuff planned, but it's been changing around. So we'll find out. But yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Peace. Kanye said something about eating black licorice now. Somewhere was in his job was trying to find him because he was being too niggerish now.
Hashtag no homo.
Hashtag black licorice matters.
Ready, Dev? Dev Patel?
Yes.
Yes, I am ready.
No, I won't do that on air. Cut that.
Cut that. Also, black people don't deserve this thing. Also, cut that. I think that white people don't get enough fair treatment.
Oh, we gotta cut that. We can't run that. We can't run that.
You know, I think women's places are in the kitchen, and I think that they all should hug me a lot.
All good.
Just kidding.
Just hug.
Just hug. I like hugs.
Yeah.
I'm a nice Christian man who likes hugs.
Side hugs.
Mouth hugs.
Christians. I'm a nice Christian man who likes side mouth hugs. Please kiss my hips.
Kiss.
Hug my hips with your mouth.
Kiss my hips. Kiss my hips.
I kiss my sis on the hips. Well, I'll wait till you're done eating so we can get back into the podcast.
Like so.
Fucking
that's some
savage.
Good mouth sounds.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.